All right, and we're off. So here we are, our first TechPinions podcast with me, Ben Beharin, Steve Wildstrom, and Tim Beharin. This week, a lot of interesting things happened. There had been some earlier speculation in the week around HP and that they would fire Leo Apotheker and bring in Meg Whitman. And that actually did happen. I think we all listened to much of that call and that transcript, and I think that that will lead to some interesting conversations about Meg, her role as CEO, her experience prior, and kind of what does this mean that she has a consumer background and that HP has so far wanted to orient themselves more as an enterprise company. At least that's the strategy that's been set forth. So let's launch off and just sort of talk about, you know, HP, what we thought about that news in regards. And Steve, why don't you go first?
Well, you know, they managed to make it not a surprise because the HP board leaks like a sieve. So that by the time they got around to doing it, everyone knew about it. I'm a little disturbed by the way things stand. I mean, obviously, HP is a very serious mess. Meg Whitman's a terrific tech executive, but she's inheriting a company that is in the middle of a pivot away from consumer products and toward enterprise services. And it's really not entirely clear to me that she is a person with the right background for that kind of job. The other thing that's sort of become a concern in the day since the announcement is Ray Lane is sounding almost, he's the executive chairman of HP as of yesterday, and he's sounding almost like a co-CEO. They're doing appearances together, and I think above all, HP needs one person in charge at the moment. It's a little disconcerting to be not quite sure whether Ray or Meg is running the show.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Tim, what are your thoughts?
Well, and I agree with Steve in that there has to be one voice, and more importantly, there has to be a individual who's guiding direction. As far as Meg's concerned, I do believe there is concern about the enterprise or lack of enterprise experience. One thing I do know about her is she's a very fast learner, and she does have the ability to take a look at the big picture and distill it to the point where she is able to deliver actionable items for the staff. She had that experience and was very good at that at eBay, and I believe that will be transferred. But I think the bigger issue here was, and one of the big questions is, were they too hasty? And I look at their situation, and to be honest, the HP scenario over the last, especially in 8 to 9 months, with two or three quarters of missed numbers and all of these mistakes from how they communicated things on August 18th suggested that they didn't really have a window of 3 to 6 months to go out and find a new CEO. They needed someone who could pick up things quickly. And the one thing that I think Meg at least does bring to the table is she had 8 months as a board member. And during that time, I'm sure learned a lot about the HP business. And consequently, she can at least start and in a sense start and move quickly as opposed to bringing someone in who's got you have the search and then you've got another 3 to 6 months of him and or her just trying to get a sense of who HP is and what they're going to do or what they should do. So I think that the board's position on this was we have to start changing things immediately. Now, only time will tell if this is going to work, but at least at the moment, her position at least is to right the ship.
Well, and I think too, Ray's point, and I agree with Steve, I think the challenge that they're facing is, who's really running the ship? I mean, I've interacted with him before and listen to keynotes and things by him, and he is a very dominant personality, and it seems like he could play more of that very 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 involved chairman role. And so but that's where they all need to be in alignment. But I think his big point was there's just really nobody else out there And I think that's sort of the bigger struggle. I mean, that's obviously with regards to Yahoo, one of the same things that I was talking with the press about is that, you know, well, who are they going to go get as a CEO? There's just nobody out there. It's like when your sports team's in desperate need of an off-season pickup and there's no good free agents on the market. So bringing Meg in internally, I think, you know, I agree was the immediate decision, but one that, yeah, they do not have time to lag anymore. I mean, they need to make a decision with what's going to happen with PSG, because right now there's so much uncertainty with their customers. And because of that, you know, their competitors have to be thinking that they can pick up steam and gain and take some of those key enterprise accounts away from HP. And that's where I think they really need to get this going in the right direction. And hopefully Meg's communication skills will add to that. It was interesting that their stock took quite a hit today, even with that change. So I think that it's as immediate as ever for them to start going down the right path. But, you know, I still think, I wrote about, you know, this week, that I still think, you know, spinning off PSG is just not the right idea. I know they want to take a more enterprise-focused stance, but I think the challenge is, you know, you're basically leaving PSG out to dry, as it's just not going to be competitive in a hardware-only market, and specifically it's just not going to be able to compete with the likes of the Asian OEMs, who will always have an advantage over them on price.
Yeah, I mean, the critical thing with PSG is it's just got to be resolved very quickly. That's an asset that is withering by the day as it's kind of hung out there to dry, and they just don't have the luxury of time of thinking what they want to do with it. They have to make up their minds quickly and go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
I think they should keep it.
Yeah.
I would agree too that it is an asset, and you know, even the enterprise accounts are still key to them in the context that they buy HP PCs as a first point of entry into the data systems. So there's still a lot of synergy there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll keep an active eye on that and